This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Weekend here on Free Talk Live. That's right. I was here on Friday filling in for the illustrious Mr. Freeman. And then I was here last night co-hosting with the illustrious Mr. Freeman. And I'm here tonight along with...
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
So,
he caught me off guard. I was like, oh gosh, am I supposed to do something?
Yeah, just seeing if you're paying attention.
The illustrious Mr. Freeman.
I was thinking about a funny story.
Maybe he's just illustrious. I don't know if he's illustrious.
Okay.
So my mom listens to the show every once in a while.
Can we table your mom for a minute? Because I have to do something.
Before you forget, sure.
I have to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. And perhaps for your mom, too. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you or your mom to ignore this important world-changing information. If you or your mom are already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you or your mom. Bitcoin.com is your or your mom's source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Tell your mom to visit Bitcoin.com.
Better than cash money.
I just didn't want Nikki to forget about her story about her mom.
That's all right. Thank you. So my mom actually thinks that you're Ian.
Really?
Yes.
Who does she think Ian is?
I don't know.
Does she even know?
I think maybe she just watches on.
She's only watching
Sundays,
when you're on.
Maybe.
Right. Okay.
But I do the show with Ian.
Oh, that's true. On the Wednesdays.
So I think maybe that was her confusion. Cause she was like, "Is that Ian?" And I was like, "Well, yeah." But
oh,
I think she was
so
talking about
you. Confirmed the wrong information.
And now she's very confused, and it's like her whole Free Talk Live life is a lie.
Well, according to Peakless Mountaineer, both Ian and I are wizards on some level.
Okay, so,
not too far off. Other than having a wizardly beard, as we were talking about earlier during the break, but people.
What qualifies Ian as a wizard?
Well, like this stuff behind me, all this technology and button pushing that, you know, it's not his wheelhouse, right? You know,
even
like, and I did go to school for audio engineering, albeit it was in the mid 90s, so I was learning like analog audio engineering, like recording studio style, instead of like networking and IT stuff, which is what it all is now. I paid way too much money to learn stuff that like now you can just go on YouTube and learn. So, yeah.
That's true for everything, though. If you ever learned anything before the advent of YouTube, you pay too much money for it because now it's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's true. I even did a course in, voiceovers. And it turns out that it was taught by people who couldn't make enough money for themselves doing voiceovers. So to supplement their lack of income in doing voiceovers, they were like, we'll teach other people how to be as crappy at doing voiceovers as we are.
Isn't that usually how it works?
If you can't do it,
unfortunately.
Teach. If you can't teach, teach PE.
All right. Did you finish your mom's story?
Yeah, but I have a your mom joke if you're interested.
I am.
Yo mama's so poor, the ducks throw bread at her.
Wow. That's old. I remember the old, like, yo mama's so fat when she sits around the house, she sits around the house, right?
Yo mama's so fat when she fell, I didn't laugh, but the sidewalk cracked up.
All right, let's move right along here. We've got some calls to get to. Let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Dude, you guys are rocking. You threw me off my egg there. Anything to be helping you, Saeed? When would I be picked the whiskey wine which I was promised? Didn't they go hunt and find Maneater again?
Are you nesting? You were sitting on an egg?
No, no, no. I said you knocked me off my egg. You made me laugh.
All right. Well, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm going to take you all the way from ZZ Top to... Five Zappa Crappa.
How?
As far as As far as the tie thing,
yeah.
Really go crazy about a sharp dress, man. But I've always gone for the bola myself. I don't like them choking ties either.
Yeah, yeah. I see. I used to actually have a series of bolo ties with different like emblems and that kind of thing, and I preferred them way over like the regular tie.
I feel like if you fit your shirt properly, your tie shouldn't choke you. You don't have to yank it up till it's cutting off circulation.
You know, I do kind of get the neck thing, though, because I have a weird thing with my neck where I don't want anything touching it. I tried a motorcycle jacket on the other day, and it has armor in it to protect me if I fall off the bike.
Don't want to get that road rash.
It goes all the way up to the neck.
So
it, even just it touching me, I was like flipping out. So I do get the thing with the neck. It's just uncomfortable, and it's a freaky feeling, you know? It's like I feel like I'm being choked.
Yeah, it's for listeners not watching the video. Nikki's also wearing a necklace.
Yeah, but this isn't like...
I can't have something touching my neck. Except this chain that's around my neck the entire time.
Go ahead, Major.
I used to wear an Indian arrowhead necklace.
Yeah.
Around my neck.
Oh, I had a bolo tie with the arrowhead.
And a buddy of mine was old school from Nam. He says, dude, he says, you shouldn't wear that. He says, that's a nice set. Turn around and stuff it right in your throat.
I mean, and I kind of feel that way about neckties, too. Like, it, you know, if you're about to get into a scuttle of some kind, it, like, gives your offender a weapon that doesn't necessarily need to be there.
Then stick with the clip on, then. Like, I mean, there's a solution for that.
Or just don't wear a tie.
Sure.
Like, even better solution. I don't have to waste my money on useless clothing.
All right, you guys was talking about ancestral names and such, Hitler and all that.
You're not related, are you?
If you're born with the last name, you can't hardly dodge it. And if it's the name of, you know, one of your great-great-grandfathers that's been forgotten in history, it should be recognized, right? But a conglomeration of evil is something that every parent is going to have to roll through their own roulette wheel of their mind and figure out just how much hell this kid's going to have to pay in school and whatnot.
That's what I'm saying, is like, with those names, I just don't, like, if I had children, I would not name my, like, I almost would want to name my kids, like, John Smith. Right?
Okay.
It's a plain name, you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
People that make up freaky names that don't make any sense at all, too, and that's just weird.
But kids will make up something to tease John Smith about.
That's true. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, you going to go use yourself later?
No matter how simplistic you try to make that child life, he's going to encounter difficulties.
Right.
But Frank Zappa named
Dweezil.
His son.
Ahmet and Dweezil.
Moon Unit.
And Moon Unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're famous.
And Moon Unit. Yeah. His boy was born in Detroit, so he named him Motorhead. I don't know where Moon Unit came from.
The mind of Frank Zappa. Say no more.
I remember my dad always used to say that, like, you're lucky I didn't name you Dweezil or Moon Unit like Frank Zappa. And that was his thing, like, you should be grateful that I'm not worse.
Frank Zappa has libertarian tendencies, though. So.
Pops was a hippie, I guarantee it. Peace out, boys.
Hey, thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in tonight. Frank Zappa was actually the guy behind the rock and roll backlash against the PMRC, the Parental Music Resource Center, back in the 80s.
Yeah.
These were the people who developed and deployed the Parental Lyric Warning, the label on the CDs and that kind of a thing.
That's how you know what album to buy.
Yeah, it worked exactly the opposite of the way they intended it to. Instead of it, you know, making parents, you know, less likely to allow their children to buy things with the label on it, parental advisory label, it actually sold more.
Yeah.
Once the label got onto these
albums.
That's
how you know it's good.
Yeah. I once asked my mom for a CD because my mom was cool. And she goes like, really? You want this one? I go, yeah. She goes, it doesn't even have the parental advisory sticker on it. I'm like, that's okay. It's
even
still
your
good.
Mom knew.
Right.
So I forget his name, but the guy from Twisted Sister, he testified on the stand for that and made an excellent case, and they picked him because they were like, oh, this guy is not going to be able to form a coherent argument, and he did an excellent job. It was really impressive.
And Frank Zappa was behind all of the sort of the rock and roll people who participated in that. And, in fact, he coached Dee Snider on that kind of thing.
Dee Snider, yeah.
Yeah. It was very disappointing for me, though, later on when the COVID craziness kicked in, to know that Dee Snider was definitely supporting of the vaccines and the mask mandates.
Oh,
so
lame.
He took it.
Yeah. He laid down and took it. Yes, he laid down and took it. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We're back and back and we're
good guy captain teaches Nikki how to pirate stuff.
Arr. You know the pirate alphabet?
Arr.
It's A, E, I, and of course R. It's the pirate alphabet.
Got it.
In case you were ever sailing the seven seas and got a wooden leg and a patch over one eye. It is Free Talk Live. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, we'll get to your calls in just a moment. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
As inflation surpasses another 40-year high, the U.S. dollar continues to weaken. Savvy investors are diversifying into gold and silver, and you can also own the most stable assets in recorded history with BullionMax.com. BullionMax.com is a direct-to-consumer precious metals retailer who can help you diversify into gold and silver. It's security for your family in times of crisis. Buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson, and your precious metals ship fully insured directly to your home. It's fast and it's easy. Free Talk Live has a special offer to get you started. Get BullionMax.com Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing. Just go to BullionMax.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. The kit includes 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products, including a 2022 Silver American Eagle, a Buffalo Round, and a Buffalo Silver Bar. This offer is limited to 1 per household, so go get yours now. Go to BullionMax.com/FTL. And get your silver, hi-ho silver, away.
Sweet.
The Lone Arranger. It's a mortgage agent. He's the Lone Ranger.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's about as good as the Your Mom jokes, really. All right, we're Free Talk Live, and we take phone calls here, so let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes. Well, thank you for letting me bring up my concern, because The speeders here are always bringing up that we're not allowed to put automated speeding cameras on state highways.
Good.
Going through our cities in New Mexico.
Those things are dangerous.
Well, no, the speeders are dangerous.
Are they?
But what the problem I've been having is that I've been calling our lawmakers, senators, and representatives, and their whole attitude is, well, each city decides what to do. Because this state is the each cities have more power than the state. Like in your state, it's a 50 state. It's a real tiny state. So the state law just covers the whole entire city, whatever, how many cities you have. But in New Mexico, it's pretty spread out state. So
sure.
Each cities are kind of spread out.
Yep.
And they've always had more of this autonomy. Each city decided to do their own thing and
Seems like a good thing.
Yeah, I would think that'd be a good thing because it's easier to get things done on a local level. So if you're upset with the speeding, with people speeding and other traffic stuff, it would be easier for you to reach out to your local, local politicians and things like that to actually
Congress critter,
you know, to actually make
right.
something happen. It's
but
it's
yeah,
more
the
difficult
state,
to do that on the state or national level.
Or at the state level, but not your state, because how big is your state? Right, I mean, like 30 miles by 50 miles square feet or something. New Hampshire is like real tiny.
Well,
I mean, it's
bigger
significantly
than
bigger than that.
But compared to New Mexico, New Mexico's got to be twice the size, easily.
Right.
Maybe how about like 10 times, 15 times the square footage what you got, you know. So the problem is that it's easy for them to do. It makes the legislature jobs very easy because they don't have to be involved in controversy. They don't have to put up with people that oppose them.
Well, you'd be surprised. Politicians are always engaged in some sort of controversy or drama because guess what? People love drama. People pay attention to drama.
9,349 square miles.
9,349 square miles is New Hampshire?
Yeah.
And what is New Mexico?
Stand by.
Sarah, do you know how many square miles New Mexico is?
I don't know. It just feels like...
All right, we're gonna have our crack team of researchers look into it.
Remember that first number, though, because I didn't write it down. I'm on the same window.
What was it, 9,300?
300 something or another.
Remember 9,300 something or another.
Okay, I wrote it down.
9,300 something or another?
Yes.
All right, cool. I don't know how you write something or another. As
something
a
like that.
Something or another.
New Mexico.
Hang on. We got it.
Okay, go ahead.
New Mexico, 121,591 square miles.
All right, so 10.
So what?
10 times?
Roughly.
Yeah, roughly 10 times.
Roughly 10x.
I was told there'd be no math.
Me too. That's why I had you do it.
But I was right on the dot, and the first thing you were actually.
I thought you said 100 times, but whatever. No, I think she said 10.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, the first thing I said 10. And
well,
then
first
I
she said it was 50 miles by 30 miles.
Okay. Yeah, so okay, that's really like more wrong. Like Rhode Island.
All right, so Sarah, let me ask you a question. What are you getting at? Do you want automated cameras in your city? And what city is it?
Well, Albuquerque, but here's the problem of what they're saying. It sounds good, but here's it. There's one city, they have three state highways, 550, 610, or 750 going through, and we are not allowed to put automated cameras on these states. And they speed even more than city highways.
Okay, Sarah, let me ask you another question.
So, are you crossing the highway?
Hang on, Richie. Sarah, let me ask you a question. If you had a camera and you went outside and you just started taking pictures of people driving down the street, is it okay if they are then forced to pay you for taking that picture?
Well, do I have the speedometer, the registered speed? I don't have that.
Yeah, let's say you have a camera that can tell, you know, the speed that a vehicle is traveling at, and it shows you right as you look into the camera and you're about to take the picture. And so you're just standing on, you know, the sidewalk or something, and you start taking pictures of people who are speeding. Do you then have the right to force those people to pay you?
Okay, who am I? Am I part of that? Am I of the?
I don't know.
You're the cameraman.
You're a person. I'm just saying, is it okay?
You're you.
You're Sarah. You're taking these pictures, and
no.
It clearly says on the camera that these people are going over the posted speed limit. Is it okay then for you to force those people to pay you for taking that photo?
No, because I am not.
No, okay. So then why is it okay for somebody else to do it?
Especially in fancy restaurants.
Somebody else, because that's law enforcement. Because these speeders have caused wrecks, but demolished homes, killed people, caused accidents.
Their well, homes are on the highway.
Have a community.
Yeah, I hope your home isn't built on the highway. Why do you believe that speeders have caused all these things?
Well, you know that.
Have you done research into this?
Okay.
Or do you just believe what the politicians are telling you and what your television has told you?
I've met these people at the community meetings that wanted to get after Peter. It was a mother that, you know, hit.
Sorry, Sarah. Thanks for the call. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Actor Sam Hayes crashed a vehicle into a Mar Vista, California home Friday, igniting a fire. Shortly after her first crash, Hayes then crashed into a nearby home in Mar Vista and ignited a fire. That fire reportedly engulfed the house, and Hayes was rushed to an L.A. hospital by ambulance, where she remains in stable condition. China's largest ever military exercise surrounded Taiwan were drawing to a close on Sunday following a controversial visit last week to the self-ruled island by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, was on CNN and says Taiwan is an important manufacturer of goods.
90% of the high-end chips for refrigerators, the F-35, and cars are made in Taiwan. How would you like the Chinese Communist Party to own that whole market? We need supply chain break from China. So Taiwan's important to us economically.
This is USA Radio News. The first African-American four-star general in the Marine Corps was sworn in Saturday in a Washington, D.C. ceremony. Afterwards, General Michael Langley says he hopes the achievement inspires future service members.
As they come through high school, as they leave college, they'll see that there is a black four-star general. And I think that's momentum, enough momentum to push forward in what we want to do as a service.
Langley will command all U.S. military forces in Africa. The so-called Votorama in the U.S. Senate has ended. On Sunday, Senate Democrats pushed to pass President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act bill in a stunning election year turnaround. Next stop will be the House for a vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America.
This bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America. It's a game changer. It's a turning point. And it's been a long time in coming.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, we are back. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. The Meow Mix segment.
You will?
Well, we will. We already did, but perhaps we will again. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. That is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Let's go right away to your calls and thoughts. We have Jill calling in from Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hello. You were talking about names, and I was calling in about it. I read that there were, in France, there was somebody once who wanted to name his daughter Cicelide, but he was not allowed to do it. And that's just as well, because giving her that name would have been child abuse.
Hey, Jill, can I ask a personal question? Were you, or are you married?
No, why?
I was just wondering if you were ever, like, you know, coupled up with somebody named Jack.
Oh, my father's name was Jack.
Jack and Jill. All right, just checking.
And that father-daughter would have been my name if I'd been a boy, but since I wasn't a boy, I was Jill. And when my brother came along, he was Jack. And I have another brother. And my father, he named my sister, she didn't arrive until I was 13, but he named my sister after his deceased mother.
I have to ask, did you and your dad ever go up a hill?
Or her brother?
I think several of them. He built this house in the woods on the hill. But anyhow, I wouldn't have named a dog Jill. It's the plainest of plain Jane names, yeah. Even plainer than Jane itself. In fact, when I was about 25, I made up a name, a very pretty name for a middle name, paid a lawyer to go to court and get it for me, but I'm not going to say what it is on the air because
okay, that's
a little bit too much personal information.
Totally understand.
But my youngest sister, she was named Mary, and I didn't want her to be named Mary. That was after my mother's mother. I had nothing against Grandma, but that name is the commonest feminine name in the Western world, and I didn't think she should be. I didn't like it that my grandmother was saddled with that name either. At least they could have given her a middle name, like they could have named her something like Mary Jane or Mary Agnes, but no, Mary. Just that name and no middle name.
Better than Myrtle.
I like Mary Jane.
If I had a daughter, I wouldn't name her that. If I had a son, I think I'd give him the name Casey Jones. That's a moderately distinguished name, but not so illustrious that it's that much of a problem if he goes up to be a bank robber or something like that.
Sure. I had some friends of mine who named their dog Frank. Like, hey, Frank,
that's
come
great,
here.
Great name for a dog.
Like, yes, the dog. His name's Frank.
Would you avoid middle names to ensure that your kids don't become serial killers?
Did that really work? Is that a foolproof?
Well, hang on. Let Jill answer. Go ahead, Jill.
I had a middle name. My father thought middle names were stupid. Also, my last name is a Dutch name in two parts. But people would think Zane was my middle name. That was one reason I wanted, because there was nothing else to put in the middle, and that was another reason I wanted a middle name. But I prefer to have a middle name, and I would give a kid of mine a middle name, only I'm past the age which I could have produced a kid. But, you know, if something would happen and I would adopt a kid, then if I would get married my husband and I would adopt a kid, there'd be opportunities for names. But I wouldn't name a dog Jill, excuse me.
Yeah, I don't blame you, Jill. Hey, thank you for the call tonight.
I like the name Jill.
Yeah, Jill's a good name. I like that. I had to ask, of course, the Jogging Jill question.
Yeah.
I just couldn't stop myself.
Was there a well on the top of the hill?
I almost went the Andrew Dice Clay route. Like, did you have a buck and a quarter? But,
oh!
Yeah, yeah. Names are interesting, and what I like about nicknames is that they're given and or earned, if you will, and they are, like, generally a person doesn't get a nickname unless it's given to them in an endearing way, right?
Oh.
Most of the time. Not okay. All the time.
No, I was going to say, you must have had nice friends.
Yeah. Like, no, actually, I didn't. In fact, I believe I've told this story before, but Captain Kickass is a result of somebody basically calling me a dumbass. And I just turned it into a thing because it was the dawn of the internet, and the first rule of the internet was don't put your real stuff out on the internet. And
that should still be a rule.
Well, yeah, it should. You know, and I was joining a band where everybody else had pseudonyms, and so I was like, well, I'll just use this thing that this guy called me the other day when I spilled his beer. And so the legend of Captain Kickass was born out of an insult, but it, you know, it became a term of endearment. You know, even those friends, like, I had a different nickname, and they were like, hey, Captain, or, yo, Kickass, come over here, you know, that kind of a thing. So, we're all musicians and stuff, but one of the things that I don't know if kids today do, when I was growing up, you know, 14, 15 years old, started drinking, as 14 and 15 year olds start to do. Some of you parents out there are in denial of these things, but yes, your 14 and 15 year old probably has been exposed to drugs and alcohol. It's true.
Exposed, maybe, but I'm, you know, I was not one of those that partook even at that age.
Okay. I was.
I was.
And from an early age, because, yeah, smallish town that I grew up in, there wasn't a lot to do other than go hang out with your friends, drink beer, and insult each other. This gives you a bit of a thicker skin, you know, going kind of through that. And then it becomes kind of a competition to see who can get the best rip on each other. And I...
Do you think that's the problem with kids nowadays? They don't drink enough and bully each other enough?
I mean, I think if they could find a way to have an environment to help each other sort of thicken up a little bit.
Well, now in public school, it's like you can't even.
Oh, yeah, everybody. They train you to be so soft.
Yeah.
Who is more hardened than a public school student that went through a mass shooting?
Well, that doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, I mean, despite what the media would have you believe.
I'm just saying. They have it a lot worse than we did. I wasn't even a threat when I was in high school.
I'm referring to more of a... No, that's traumatized. You're confusing traumatized with, like, thick skin, right?
If you can get through this.
Like, I mean, without getting too personal, I was very traumatized as a child through child abuse and all that kind of stuff. But then also, I was drinking and insulting my friends along with them insulting me. And, like, they also, some of them also had their own, you know, challenges with abuse and things like that. So, you know, that was sort of our way of developing a brotherhood, if you will. You know, this the circle of friends that I had. Some of them were musicians, some of them weren't, and that kind of a thing. But we got really good at it. And we had a lot of fun because it made us all laugh, right? Yes. None of us took it too seriously, right? You know, and nothing was taboo. So we would, you know, insult your mom or whatever, right? You know, all that fun stuff.
I just showed up wearing a necktie. Okay, I'm like, why would you put that thing on?
Get a load of this
guy. I feel like it's choking me already.
Yeah, we would not wear ties to these events.
Okay.
Definitely no. So...
Because they're too elitist.
We wouldn't want to be racist, so we leave the neckties at home.
Yeah, I certainly do leave them at home. This is interesting from the Daily Beast. No segue. Woman shows white privilege card to cops instead of ID and avoids ticket.
How does that even happen?
Oh, man. I got to know more.
This is from thedailybeast.com, written by some guy named Dan, who's some sort of a guy. I assume. I'm assuming his gender, Dan, the guy.
You're going to get us canceled.
I'm going to get us canceled. Have you ever listened to the show outside of the episodes that you do? I'm going to get us canceled. Yeah. Because I assumed Dan's gender. A woman avoided a ticket when she showed the cops who pulled her over a white privilege card instead of her driver's license. We'll find out more about this lady, where she was, and how it all went down. Coming up on Free Talk Live, the telephone number 603-283-6160. Do you carry a white privilege card around with you wherever you go?
I'm going to
sure
now.
Do.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We are back, and it is Free Talk Live. We're a live radio program.
The Elite Sunday Edition.
the non-elite edition. None of us are wearing neckties.
Just you wait.
You're going to wear one next week.
Maybe.
Then it will be the elitist
edition. I might have to, too, just
with,
because.
With my suspenders.
Funny. Just to make you really uncomfortable.
Yeah, just to make me mute both your mics the entire show. We broadcast live on somewhere around 200 radio stations. We're also on the internet, broadcasting over at freetalklive.com. You can stream over there. You can stream us on lrn.fm. There are many ways for you to consume this show. You can see our entire archives over at archive.freetalklive.com. But if you want to participate, you need to call 603-283-6160 between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. There's a few exceptions, like during the Pork Fest and Fork Fest weeks. We do a show from there, and we sort of pre-record it and then release it later that night. So outside of that, and like occasionally for whatever reason, either we have a technical difficulty and we can't put on a show for some reason, like, oh, I don't know, the FBI kicking in the doors and bashing in the studio with tanks and having 7 different government agencies point guns at people and scare everybody.
I feel like that was the disruption in like the longest streak in new content history.
Really?
Well, I mean, how many, not necessarily pre-recorded, because yeah. Pork Fest, and other conferences,
right?
But for the longest time, there was a new, different Free Talk Live episode
every night. Yeah.
And that one was like the first time in my memory where it was not even a newly produced show.
Well, since the previous raid on the Free Talk Live studio, so there's been multiple raids against the Free Talk Live studio. And like every time they're like, oh, it's not because they act like, oh, we didn't even know you had a radio show going on in there. And it's like,
we're taking all your
horse
equipment.
Hockey. You didn't know horse hockey. You're very, very light on the investigative part of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. If you didn't know, so
they knew about the armory of firearms, but didn't know that there was a radio show.
Sure, you didn't. Anyway, do you really want liberty in your lifetime? I know I do. Later this year, Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, one of the founders, is speaking at Free Cities Foundation's annual conference, Liberty in Our Lifetime. It's being held in the beautiful city of Prague, October 21st through the 23rd, and it showcases autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and we'll explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. Free Private Cities is offering all Free Talk Live listeners a very special 20% discount on tickets. You can claim those when checking out on their Eventbrite page with the promo code FTL20. That's FTL20. To find out more about the conference, visit lifetimeliberty.com and follow the conference on Twitter via the handle @LibertyIOL. Make sure you get your ticket soon and take advantage of the early bird discount. If you'd like to buy your ticket in Bitcoin, you can simply send them a Twitter direct message for instructions. Slide into their DMs, if you will. For instructions, again, lifetimeliberty.com. The code is FTL20. It's in Prague, October 21st through 23rd. Say hello to Mark Edge, live and in person while you're there.
Such an elitist town, Prague.
If you're progressive and you live in Prague, are you just aggressive?
Ha. Ha ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Prague, Prague.
Progressives.
Progressive, yeah.
It's a two-Prague question.
Is that what they call people from Prague?
And you were making fun of my yo mama jokes.
I was, actually. Yeah, it's true. I'll make fun of them again later. Don't worry.
I'll tell some more then.
I don't want you to feel left out. We mentioned this earlier, but a woman avoided a ticket when she showed the cops who pulled her over a white privilege card instead of her driver's license.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Two cops.
Well played, man.
Two cops in Anchorage, Alaska reportedly violated department policy in the incident, though it's unclear what the policy was or what disciplinary action they will face.
How did they violate policy?
As the department is treating the matter as confidential, Anchorage Daily News reports. Mimi Israelia wrote in a Facebook post that she was pulled over for she was pulled over for weaving in the early hours of July 9th. I was like, was she crocheting? What was she doing?
You can't knit and drive, lady.
Don't knit and drive. It's dangerous. She was pulled over on July 9th as she was driving to an Anchorage pizzeria after arriving from California for a Trump rally. Ooh, good for her. She couldn't locate her license. When prompted, she wrote in the now-deleted post, "When I saw my white privilege card, I gave it to him if it's okay." This is poorly written.
Quoted her, and that's how she said it.
That's what she wrote. Yeah. He laughed, called his partner. It's the first time they'd seen a white privilege card, she said. The novelty card that she handed to them read, "White privilege card trumps everything." She was not cited during the incident and was allowed to go. That must be the violation that they're talking
about.
Yeah. Because you're not supposed to do that if you
can't get arrested, Beavis. Well, we have white privilege.
Oh, my gosh.
Basically.
Deputy Chief Sean Case. That's right. Deputy Chief Sean Case is on the case.
Case is on the case.
Said some people who saw Israelia's posts about the incident and a video she recorded of the exchange were critical of the officer's actions. We recognize that, he said. So, yeah.
Well, okay, so it's funny because it's a white privilege card, but it worked, and it probably did not work because it was a white privilege card. It probably worked because it disarmed the officers, and where discretion, right, to give her a warning or let her go anyway.
That's the part I'm confused about is because, like, they're saying that the officers violated some sort of procedure, protocol, whatever, but don't they have discretion? Isn't that...
They say they do.
Well, couldn't they look up her license? Like, if driving without a license was the issue because she could... If they can look up on their computers.
Well,
so
they can look up, like, the owner of the car based on the license plates or the...
You can look up the name and see if they have a valid driver's license.
But you can't identify somebody just based on the ownership of the car. What if it's borrowed?
Okay.
What if it's your sibling or, something like that?
It doesn't have to be the ownership of the card, right? If it's on file, you just get her name, right? And you look up her information in whatever state that happens to be. It doesn't, you don't, you can't. you can drive more than just your car, right? I can borrow a friend's car, and if I get pulled over,
I think it's just being able to confirm that that is, in fact, her identity if she doesn't have a different photo ID.
Yeah, but you can't do that with the registration of the car anyway.
Right. That's what, I think we're all on the same page here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So her not having an ID doesn't,
irrelevant.
Well, it doesn't allow them to positively identify her.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're all on the same page.
Okay.
All right. So
they're supposed to arrest her?
Well,
I don't think so.
To the station and fingerprint her?
Well, they really didn't give enough in the article for us to actually know what happened.
She handed them a white privilege card. They used discretion and let her go.
But they didn't elaborate on what...
Sounds good to me.
What the violation was.
I mean, and I'm not even talking about, like, the white privilege card itself. I'm talking about the officers using discretion and letting somebody go.
Yeah.
It would be the same... I would laugh the same way if somebody used the Monopoly get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah, right. That would be equally as funny, yeah.
Yeah.
I just got pulled over, and I handed them my get-out-of-jail-free card, and then they let me go.
You know what? I think I'm gonna use that.
Okay. It was actually... Okay, so I heard that from, you know, a celebrity podcaster old days. Mm-hmm. And again, it was for that reason, right? It's a two-way
street. Yeah, like the icebreaker, you know?
Break the ice. All of a sudden, the cop's chuckling instead of being all mean mugging.
Everybody's human now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it was, you know, like NLP people do this stuff too, but it was a way to just alleviate that tension. And then do you always get off? No. Right?
But it's so funny.
It could turn a violent encounter to a more friendly encounter, potentially.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of, like, what other types of funny things. Like, we had mentioned, I think you mentioned that you used to have your license and registration inside of a... Are you okay?
My chair is slowly going down, and I'm just waiting to ride out this segment so I can adjust it.
You seem to be getting shorter as the segment progresses. I'm not sure what's going on.
The chair is breaking live on air.
Those of you who are watching over at video.freetalklive.com can witness that Richie Rich's microphone is now almost in his eyebrows.
It's like the escalator thing where you go behind something slowly.
Is this the quicksand game that you used to play as a youth? 603-6160. More Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is coming up, and we'll talk about who the winner of the lottery is.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.